Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. Actually, it's the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I have been told I keep forgetting to say that. It's just a mouthful, you know? I don't know. But anyway, it looks good on our letterhead and stationery. That's all I know. Very, very good. I am, we're back. We're back. It's a fresh new week. What a weekend. But I hope you guys had a lot of fun as well. I tell you, it's weird getting off those holiday weeks because I always feel like I'm a day behind or a day ahead. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm in the right place. But I am tonight. And tonight we have a very, very cool guest, Americana country pop singer-songwriter, Mick Maines. Mick, how are you?
Hey, Jamie, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely. I know we were... Well, I'm glad to hear that. I know we were supposed to do this, a couple weeks ago, and I don't know, we had some
screw
up or something. In the,
What happened?
I know.
The satellite crashed. I don't know what happened, you know.
Yeah, something happened.
It was crazy.
It's all you can do, man. Well, we got it all worked out, and here we are tonight. So it'll all be good now. Now, you're out in Temple City, California. How is it out there? July. Is it ungodly hot?
It's a little warm. We're at about 100 degrees right now, which is great because yesterday it was 111 degrees.
Wow.
So we are happy about that. We're almost in double digits, which will be heaven.
I'm in South Florida, where it's like 82 degrees, but it feels like 126 just with all the humidity.
Exactly. I know, I've been there.
Oh, man. And I'll tell you the worst part of
Florida. Yeah, I think I got lots of family actually listening from Florida right now.
Oh, well, hey, glad to. Keep the language
the
clean and fresh then.
That's not necessary for my family.
I think we might be related. I tell you what's rough in South Florida is I'm a bit of a chunky monkey, and man, you want to be a skinny mini when you're down here because it's like wearing an astronaut suit or something. It's terrible. But we just stay inside. That's the best thing to do. So very, very cool. Now, you have a very interesting story. I was looking at your website, Mick McCain's. I think I'm saying that right. McMaines.com. McMaines.com. And I did not know all this. And I just, I was looking at your bio. I was looking at this last night.
I'm just finding all this stuff out myself, you know. I had no idea. But it's a good thing I read it, so I think I can answer your questions.
I was fascinated because you grew up in a very interesting environment. I know your father did some work for the government, right? But you were raised in Vietnam and Paris and all over the world.
Yeah, we moved around all the time. My dad worked for the embassy. He was a diplomat for the USIS. And we had these diplomatic passports we travel around with that we could, I thought the deal was that we could commit crimes and they couldn't arrest us, but that turns out to not be true exactly. So I think wherever you go overseas, behave yourself, let me tell you. So, yeah, Dad worked for the embassy when we were living in France. His boss was Sergeant Shriver. Maria Shriver and I used to play together as kids. I'm sure she remembers.
That's amazing.
We must have been 6 years old. So that was one of the places you were.
No, it says on your biography that you started getting into this was in France, right? Where you studied piano first, and then when you moved to Southern California, you got into the guitar.
Yeah, the guitar seemed more appropriate once I became a teenager. piano was kind of heavy.
To walk get around.
The piano to the gig, you know.
Right.
They didn't have keyboard.
No, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. But my brothers played already. They were already in bands. I had a couple of older brothers that sort of led the way, you know. And whenever I had problems or wanted to learn how to play a song or something, I could always go to Jim or Moose, and they would show, you know. So it was pretty – it was a lot easier for me because I had built-in teachers in the family, you know what I mean?
Nice.
And,
nice.
Yeah. And so now they're
cool.
In my band. You know,
that's awesome. Now, did you guys? Let me ask you this. I grew up with three sisters, so it was pretty. I had friends that had brothers, though, and you know, it was like World War III at their house a lot. they learned a lot about life quicker than I did. But was it like that? Did you guys rough and tumble a little bit growing up? I mean, three boys? Or would you have to be on good behavior with your boys?
Moose used to beat me up pretty regularly.
Okay.
Jim never did. That's different personalities. Jim didn't really have time to be, you know, doing that, playing the piano. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Moose didn't have so
gotcha.
Much to do. See, a bass player, you don't have quite so much to do. So he had to, you know, use his time tormenting his younger brother. But, you know, later on, he used those powers to protect me. And when I was in grade school and they were in high school, you know, if someone's picking on me, it was usually Moose that would come along and say, hey, you know, leave this one alone. You know, everybody was scared of Moose because, you know, he was Moose.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No one was scared of me. Believe me, no one was scared of me.
No. I was the same type of kid. I always had to have big friends. That was a survival.
I needed protection.
Know.
Yeah, still do.
I'm the same way. Oh man. No, I was looking on here. Also, no, you went through as. Now, see, I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people.
I've been digging your stuff. I like your stuff. I've been checking it out.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah. I appreciate that. We
I
all
like
have
those
our time.
Cars,
talent, right?
The hot rods. There's that one with the ice cream cone. That's really.
Oh yeah. You know, it was interesting those car paintings. I got an email from a guy in the Pacific Northwest, and he said, hey, I thought this was kind of different. I'd never had this happen before. He said, I have a stable of automobiles, race cars, and I would like you to paint each one. And I said, a stable, huh?
What a great
And
job.
This guy, you know, well, you know, what was interesting is, you know, everybody collects something. And this guy collects, you know, 1950s Le Mans cars. I was like,
you
got
to have the room to keep those somewhere, you know.
Oh, exactly.
I would
he too, wanted.
But I don't have space.
Exactly. So he wanted, you know, paintings of each of the car in its spot there. And I was like, I told my girlfriend, Danny, I'm like, well, now we can get that, you know, that new addition put on the house. No, it wasn't as bad as all that, but it was nice. It was a nice order to have. You play, this new album and whatnot, and the genre you're tearing it up as right now is Americana, kind of folk, country pop. But that wasn't always the case. You've played in all kinds of bands. You've toured in punk bands.
I started out, I have played every kind of music because I started out playing classical piano. And, you know, lucky enough to be learning that in Paris under this lady, Madame, what was her name? Madame Farwaji or something like that. I can't remember.
Mm.
But she was incredible. And then I came and then I started in high school. I started playing in the jazz band, you know, they had like a big, like a Tonight Show kind of band, like the old school Tonight Show band. And I was digging that. That's why I learned to play with like jazz drummers. And I can't really play with anything but jazz drummers anymore since having done that.
Gotcha.
But
that's
like the guy
cool.
we got now, Fabrizio, he just wants to be a cowboy, so this works out perfectly. He can play all that jazz stuff, but he wants to play cowboy music, which is pretty much exactly what we're trying to do, you know, modern
nice.
Cowboy music.
Exactly. Yeah. I like it.
But I also backed up a lot of other dudes, you know, when I was when I didn't really know what to do with myself. I would go out and play guitar for somebody like John Wick or, you know, the Generators or, you know, I don't care. As long as you're sincere about the music you're playing and it has some kind of quality to it, you know, I'm down. I like all kinds of music. I really do. Everything.
I am the same way. I am the same way. Matter of fact, it's funny because people all the time, they're like, well, Jimmy, what kind of music do you, you know, with that hair of yours and everything, what kind of music do you listen to? And I'm like, I listen to good music. You know, that's what people assume, you know. And I'm like, yeah, I like good music. If it's good. Just bad, I don't listen to it, you know.
Yeah,
but
you
I'll
give it a try and then you move on, you know. What are you going to do?
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, well, I realized. Exactly. I had a friend of mine. This was a few years back, and when Facebook was just starting, you know, and it was just getting going, social media, and everybody was, all these people. The big joke was, all these people were making fun of, what's this kid's name, Justin Bieber. No, I'm not a Justin Bieber fan. It's not my type of music, you know. And anyway,
come
they were going on and on about
it. You're a Bieber
head. Well, no,
you know you are.
Yeah, to be honest, my girlfriend probably could recognize it, but me, I wouldn't even know it. You know, it's not even in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because he said, he made a good point. He said, you know, he goes, my dog, the food my dog eats is terrible, but my dog thinks it's great. He goes, it wasn't made for me.
Yeah.
That's
young girls
how I
need
felt
music
about
too, you know.
Yes. Exactly, and you know, hey,
that's why you have Justin.
Yeah, and you know what? If he can buy a swimming pool doing that, more power to him. You know, I'm envious.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Everybody has their talent. Everybody has their talent.
Go for it.
But so this is, let me ask you this. Now, you got to a point, and you said, "Okay, I'm going to start doing my own thing here," and I am just blown away. I've been listening to your music. For a few weeks now, and I just I really, really like it. It's got so many elements and so many this will sound really snobbish, I don't mean for it to, just different flavors, you know what I mean? I get that Southern California vibe, like we were talking before the show, mm-hmm. On the one track there, it just, I pick up that lonely late night, you know what I mean? I feel it. And
the Lonesome Train.
Exactly. Going somewhere, anywhere but here. I've been there.
Get out of here.
You know? Exactly. Oh, my younger days. Oh, man. But it's interesting. No, did you sit down? This is your third album, right?
I suppose so. It depends on what you count, you know. I kind of think it's my second. Because before Guitar Love, they're just kind of like collections of demos, just trying to put some songs together to hand out to people who might be looking for a song to cover, you know, people that need songs, you know. But when I did Guitar Love, I really tried to make it a listening experience. And then I got to upgrade my studio. I got some nice microphones, and I was able to record live drums. So the new record, American Soul, I really liked how it came out, how it sounds. I'm super pleased with it. That, you know, that's all we did that all here at my place.
Oh, wow.
You know,
well, that's
my
amazing
studio.
Because it's a fantastic album. It is.
Thank you.
And it
we
is. It's
we
full
did have
of American.
I got to say, we had some help with the mixes. I didn't mix it all myself. Jim Scott, who is a Grammy magnet, has mixed a bunch of famous people. I'm not going to say anybody. But Jim Scott, he did some mixes that were great. And Rich Mouser, who's kind of a neighbor of ours, is also an amazing guy. He works mostly in the prog field, but he also does all the Generators records. And that's how I know him, because I helped out with those guys, you know. But he can mix anything. And What If I Could, the opening track, and that's his mix. And so I want to say hats off and thank you for the help on that stuff.
Oh yeah, and you know those prog rock guys too, man. They know their stuff because you know they'll be doing and they're like, okay, we need a third bassoon here or whatever, you know, or a mountain avalanche happening there. It's amazing, and they all see it. You know, they see the world in kind of a different way.
Yes,
and even when they
that music is not aimed at your hips, you know, it's not aimed at your hips like a lot of rock and roll is, or your heart like kind of country music is. It's kind of aimed more at your brain, which you know
exactly.
It's just a different time of day or something. I don't know, but I like it too. I love all that stuff. It's all exciting.
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan of it. Big fan. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Welcome to the Total Wireless Store, where total confidence awaits.
Our daughter's off to summer camp, and we're worried our network coverage won't reach her.
Don't worry. You got this with Total Wireless. Our phones run on the nation's best 4G LTE network. It'll be like she never left.
The nation's best network? I feel better already.
Now you can focus on how you're spending your summer.
Discover the Total Wireless stores and get total confidence. The latest phones, the best network, all at great prices. Now open in Miami.
Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Well, it's very cool. Let's play a track so people know what we're talking about here. I've got four that we can play tonight. We're going to play all four, but I just don't know the order. What do you think we should hit people with first?
What's first on your list there?
I've got Devil Don't Care.
Ooh,
Say Goodnight Tonight. You want to do Devil Don't Care?
That one. I like Devil Don't Care.
Yeah, I do too. And it's got a cool story. You know what? Let's play it, and then we'll talk about it. How about that?
I like that idea.
Cool. Well, here it is, folks.
All right.
This is Nick Mains, Devil Don't Care.
Yes.
This is an awesome track.
Is.
Check it out.
I've got a tale I want to tell. great-granddaddy, straight out of hell. Devil was his name, killing his game, a Confederate soldier with a rebel yell. Mess with the devil, be laid to rest. Mess with the devil, be laid to rest. Now devil may care, he can see you from afar, so be prepared. He's got your life in his paw, you can say a prayer. But devil don't care. Now there are folks that just need killing, didn't want to do it, but it had to be done. Born with a rope around his neck, made his living as a running gun. Mess with the devil, be laid to rest. Mess with the devil, be laid to rest. The devil may care, he can see you from afar, so be prepared. He's got your life in his claw, you can say your prayer. Devils don't care. The Hatfields ain't the kind to be forgiven, although that might be the Christian way. While the children sing, old devil had the swing. Yes, the devil finally had his day. You might say, mess with the devil, be laid to rest. Mess with the devil, be laid to rest.
That was Devil Don't Care, Mick Maines. I like that track a lot. We've got Mick McMaines on with us. Mick, what a great track.
Thank you.
I'm telling you. Yes, absolutely. And again, man, I'm telling you, that steel guitar in there, I like that a lot.
Thank you.
No, you have.
I did that. I did that on a slide. I just used like a jazz guitar with a bottleneck and got a weird sound on my amp. And yeah, did it like that. I kind of faked the slide on that one.
Well, it's fantastic. That reminds me, I was just reading I'm reading a biography of these old Motown singer-songwriters from back in the 60s in the Motown scene, and they were talking about when they were recording like Reflections and all this kind of stuff by the Supremes, and they were known for tambourine all the time, and I don't know, they wanted to do something different, so they wound up using snow chains. They brought actual snow chains, like, from their cars into the studio and were rattling them.
Yeah.
You know, just to get that sound.
I've got a set of chains. I have a set of chains standing by just in case. Well, I saw a cool band called Delta Ray recently. I didn't know about the Motown band, but there is a precedent for this. I saw Delta Ray recently performing in their Southern band. They came out of California. And their percussionist did a thing where he was dropping chains on top of a tin can, and it made an awesome sound. And so I got myself a set of chains, you know, and I haven't had to use them yet, but you never know when you got a tune with the needs change.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you can always learn something, you know. You can always learn from the other guy, you know. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about it. It's all about it. Well, that's a cool track, Devil Don't Care. Now, tell us a little bit, because you have a familiar or family type interest in this, right?
You know, I never thought too much about it, but everybody, we always knew that the Hatfields, my grandmother was Ellie Mae Hatfield, and she was the daughter of Devil Hatfield, and we have family photos and clippings where, you know, Devil is holding he's got this huge beard and he's got a blunderbuss rifle that he's holding and looking very stern. And I've been looking at this stuff since I was a kid. I never thought too much about it. So my buddy Joey Alkis, who ended up becoming helping me produce this record, we were just hanging out talking, and he was telling me that he saw that movie, you know, the Hatfields and McCoys movie. And I said, you know, I'm related
to
that guy. And I saw it. It was fun. I'm not, you know, he doesn't look anything. I'll tell you what, he doesn't look at all like my friend. But he's a good actor. Anyway, he says, oh, you're not related. I said, I am so. And I showed him some pictures of the family, and he goes, oh, we have to write a song about this, because he's a songwriter, and he started scribbling some stuff down. And it sparked, you know, he gave me some lines, and I went ahead and we wrote the song, you know. And it's kind of fun, but it does tell, it's got a little bit of the, shouldn't say quai in there. It seems like a lighthearted tune, but it's not. You know,
right? And that's one of the reasons I think that I dig it. I have had this painting theme that I have been chipping away at for 20 years. I mean, I make my bread and butter. The reality is, I'm a pop artist. I paint a lot of Madonna paintings and this and that, and Marilyn Monroe, and that's great. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
You know, I have a nice little house because of that. But the thing is,
my art
is artistic. Yeah. And, you know, the reality is, from an artistic point of view, I have always really had this thing for glamour and all of this, but kind of the underbelly of it. Maybe I watched too many film noir movies when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it.
It just always kind of turned me on a little bit. And and in a way, you're like Devil Don't Care. I kind of get a similar vibe to that, because it is, you know, you're like, oh, this is a nice poppy song, but then you listen to the lyrics and you're like, oh, maybe it isn't. But
that
yes, it is. I tell you, that's a heck of a story, and that's a good movie. I think that I'm sure that's on like Netflix or Hulu or something.
Yeah, I think I saw it on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on, but yes, it takes a couple of nights to see it. It's like a mini series or something. You know,
absolutely.
Was
that was a heck of a time, you know, and the country was
brothers and Twitter and all that. Country divided. Can you imagine?
I'm telling you.
Because we're so united now.
Oh, exactly. Oh, God. I tell you, I mean, I don't want to get on a rant or anything. Man, I tell you, I think I woke up in a parallel universe. I don't know. Here's the thing. I used to be so sure on things, and this is a good thing, because now people tell me something. I'm like, oh, well, that's impossible. Where I would have said something was impossible and discounted it just out of hand. No,
yeah.
I learned my lesson.
Anything's possible turns out to be true. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's crazy. And, you know, and maybe, I don't know, maybe we have something to compare things to, you know. That's my when I was a kid, my father used to, I would complain, you know, we had a nice, grew up in a nice suburban life, and I would complain about stuff, and my father used to always tell me, well, that's because you have nothing to compare. You don't know the,
you don't know how
other people have it. Yeah, exactly. So maybe that's the country right now. We'll look back in 10 years and go, oh, things are great. It could have been a lot worse. Who knows? I'm telling you, little battles. So that's very cool. So this was this album, American Soul, which is out. People can buy this, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's on Amazon. It's on my website.
Nice.
The only place you can't get it is in a store. I don't think you can do that. But you can download it, you know, go for it. It's on SoundCloud. Check it out.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, people always ask me, where's the best place to buy the artists that you have on your show with their music? And I always tell them, I'm like, first off, a gig, a show, there's always a merch table. Pick up a t-shirt while you're there.
I do the same thing. You know, whenever I see a band, if I like them even a little bit, I will buy their CD or whatever they got going on. If they have vinyl, I always buy that.
Absolutely. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Saw this great act out of Nashville that came all the way out to L.A. They're called Raylan mm-hmm. Nelson, and it's Willie Nelson's granddaughter, and it's the Raylan
really?
Nelson Band, and they just kick ass. They put on a great show at the Whiskey, but it's typical L.A. There was hardly anybody there, and the people that were there were
right.
too cool to be excited. but I was excited.
The Whiskey had
to change. I bought all their CDs, you know.
Since I was there last. Oh, man. No, I like the Whiskey. It's hard not to be impressed.
Last time I was there, I played there in the 70s. Last time I was there, I played there in my power pop band that I had just out of high school. You know?
Really?
It's still the same. It's hilarious.
Now, let me ask you, when you played, did you get that vibe, that kind of tingly feeling just because, you know, the Doors and everybody had been there? Not so much.
No. Because the Doors have played all the lousy places around town.
That's very true.
You know what? I had a gig at the Troubadour with one of my old bands. This was in the early 80s. And the
uh-huh.
drummer kind of knew Ray Manzarek from the Doors, the keyboard player.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned that day, oh, hey, he saw Ray that day and said, oh, hey, my band's playing at the Troubadour. And he's like, really? You want me to sit in? And he's like, yeah, sure. But he didn't tell anybody because he didn't think he was – he didn't believe it. You know,
right.
he thought you know, he's being nice, you know, right, Ray's going to come. And we're doing our sound check there at the Troub. I've played there 100 times. And the guy shows up and says, where do we put Ray's organ? And we're like, Ray's organ? And Terry, the drummer, says, oh yeah, Ray. Oh, Ray's playing with us tonight. Ray Manzarek. Well, holy shit. And
we
set the organ up, set it up over here. And then later that night, he comes, before we go on, he comes into the dressing room and says, I want to play the last two songs with you guys. And what are you going to play? And we did all original songs. It was like all my songs, you know, kind of mostly. And so he
right.
came over and says, okay, how do your songs go? You know, and I'm like, oh, okay, it goes from like A major to F sharp minor, and you know, we're like, writing out a quick start, me and Ray, you know, and he tore it up.
Man.
He came up and you know, and play. It was just a, you know, one of the greatest nights of my life, you know, to be able to play.
Oh,
with
yeah.
the that's always the greatest thing. I wouldn't even believe that story, but I have people still alive that were there, so.
Right. Well, what a cool man that is. Oh, I'm so jealous. I mean, just to meet the guy.
Gentleman, you know.
But I expected him to be like a foot taller than me. But he was exactly my height. I looked right, you know, I thought he was going to be really tall. Because in the Doors pictures, he's the tall one, you know.
Right.
And
always, yeah.
So I thought, oh, that must mean that, you know, that Jimmy was
5'2" or something,
yeah.
Standing in a hole.
Those literally, yeah.
No, oh, that's
was
funny.
All of that.
That's
okay. Yeah, that's
oh man. Hey, let's play another track. We should we've got Don't Say Goodnight Tonight, Never Too Late for Love, and Would If I Could. What should we do next?
Why not Would If I Could? That's the song that opens up the record. And
nice.
It's a jolly tune.
Well, here it is, folks. This is Mick Maine's What If I Could.
All right.
From the heart, that's where it all began. Every stage and every day, if I could, I would do it all over again. I'd do it all over again with you. They say it's the journey, the path is the cattle, but I'll sink like a stone if I ride alone. Come on, Miss Hello Kitty, won't you be my pretty thing, and we'll find a home where the buffalo roam. The journey, the path is the same.
That was McMaine's "Would If I Could," their new opening track on the brand new album American Soul. American Soul's been out, Mick, what, a couple months now?
Yeah, we officially released it May 5th, and
nice.
we put that song out to a bunch of radio stations, and I'll tell you, man, about 20 radio stations in weird places in the U.S. all started putting it in their rotation. So we
that's
got
awesome. It was a great track.
Off of that tune, just, you know, which is hard to do when you're independent, to get anything
right
on real radio. And so we were pretty jazzed about that, like Birmingham and places we've never been to, but we've heard of, you know.
Right. So, right.
Anyway, we had some luck. We had some luck already with that tune. And we have a video of it on YouTube, but it's a live video. We played at the Coffee Gallery. This place is really cool, kind of behind a cafe room in Altadena, which is basically Pasadena.
Nice.
And that's on YouTube. So if you want to check out us playing live that "Would If I Could" song, that's available. Type it in.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, we do have a link, ladies and gentlemen, to MickMcMains.com. That's Mick's website
hey.
There. And in addition to that, once you get there, and I know longtime listeners to the show say, oh, gosh, here he goes again. He's going to start harping on this. But it's so important if you're not in the entertainment business, people don't know this. It's every time if you dig a band or an independent film or anybody doing anything, there's a conversation that happens between club owners or promoters and managers and artists and all this and that. And they always say when they're trying to get like book into a venue or something, there's a conversation that happens and they're like, what's the engagement? And what that means is how many likes on Facebook, how many followers on Instagram, all that kind of stuff. It's so important. Like people's pages on social media. And while you're doing that, chances are, if you're digging something, your friends are going to dig it too, because they're your friends after all. You guys into the same type of stuff usually. Hit that share button. Doesn't cost anything, and it helps get the word out. So important to help independent musicians and filmmakers and the like, because you know they're making good stuff, and that's what we want to hear. You know,
so wise words.
It's just how it is. You know, it's the way of the world. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just how the game is played.
That's how you can see where you're at, I guess, you know.
Right.
It's a yardstick.
Yeah.
Or at least some kind of acknowledgement, you know.
Oh,
but,
yeah. What a cool thing. Let me ask you this. Now, we were talking a little bit off the air. Oh yeah, absolutely, and it, you know, it gives good feedback to the artists too. You know, they're like, hey, you know, yeah, that's working. People are digging this. They're listening.
Leave a note. Send a message. Holler back.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
We love engagement.
Absolutely. Now we were talking a little bit off the air. You've got we don't know the date yet because it's still in progress, and we don't want to mess anything up too. Are you sure it's okay if we mention
it? We're going to try to plug a date here on this show, but I have a venue that we're going to be at hopefully soon called The Rose in Pasadena. It's a great place to play, and they've got some pretty
nice
big acts coming through there, and they've kind of promised that they're going to let us open up for somebody like, I don't know, like maybe Ambrosia or one of their, you know, national acts that come through there, you know. So, but we don't know exactly what's what yet. So stand by, you know, we'll let you all know as soon as we know.
Very cool. Ambrosia just played down here last year. I wanted to go and I didn't get a chance to it. A friend of mine went and she said they were fantastic. So,
hey, I've seen them before. I saw them like in the O somethings, you know, like O2 or something like that. And I was like, wow, they sound incredible. They play really good. They sing even better, you know. And
nice.
What the heck, man? They made some great records. Well, why not go see them play?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Hey, so very cool. So we will be posting that. Mick will have that on his social media and website and stuff, I'm sure, when that solidifies.
Oh yeah.
And I will be. He'll let me know, and I'll be blasting it out on all my stuff as well. So. You know, if you're in the Southern California area there, hey, any chance to get to go to Pasadena, that's a good date night, man. You can grab some fantastic food there, go to the show.
Your
gal will think you're James Bond, man. I'm telling you, it's nice. As opposed to, you know, going down to the taking her to Long Beach or something. No, I'm kidding. Long Beach is very nice and very, very
Long
good.
Long Beach has been gentrified lately. You know, they've got lots of art. You know, in fact, my buddy was here last night. We came over to shoot some pool, and Roger Wilkie, he's the freaking he's the concert master for the Long Beach Symphony, and he was hanging out at my place last night because, you know, I mean, he needs to have fun.
Right.
He's a hardworking guy. You know, he's playing the hard stuff every night. So, you know, we go out and have some pizza with some other music buddies. You know, I have an interesting group of friends that there's so many musicians here in Los Angeles, and you got everything, you know. So this guy has to wear a tux when he plays every night, you know, but he wants to have pizza and enjoy himself too. So, you know, we have some mutual friends and you know, we have a good time. California, you're supposed to have fun.
That's right. That's right. The edge of America, and it's beautiful out there. I moved to Southern California right when I got out of college. I went to school in Boston, and I wanted the exact opposite of Boston. I was like, I'm tired of Boston. I'm tired of the snow. I need something completely different.
Yeah. This is the other side.
Exactly. And it was, you know. I remember getting off the plane in San Diego going, yeah, this is pretty nice. This is pretty nice.
San Diego keeps getting nicer. I don't know how they do it.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. So sometimes a little too nice, actually. After about 6 months, I was like, man, there used to be a – well, I grew up in Detroit, and at that time, you know, you're used to cars being on fire. It was pretty bad. I've heard it's they've, like Long Beach, have made it nicer, so that's good.
Yeah. They're still trying to find a ghetto there. They can't find it. You know, they're still looking.
Right. Exactly. Hey, let's play another track. We've got Don't Say Goodnight Tonight and then Never Too Late for Love. What should we play next?
You were talking about Never Too Late for Love. That's
yeah, I dig this track.
You know, it's kind of one I forget about when I think about this record. It's sort of in the middle of it all, and
right.
I don't know. You know, it almost didn't make it, but when I played it, the record for my brother, and I said, okay, which one do you think is the single? You know, because that's always the big question. And he goes, oh, that Never Too Late for Love song. And I'm like, what? You know,
was this the piano player,
no,
brother? Or was this Moose?
Yeah, he plays the piano, but in this band, he's playing guitar right now.
Gotcha.
But he plays keyboard, he sings. He's the best singer in the family. But
nice.
You know, got no ambition. You know, if he had any ambition at all, he would be Tom Jones. But he's content with this kind of, you know,
doing his thing.
So, yeah. Okay, I'll freaking sing the song if I have to, you know. But
you got
to help me sound good, you know, so you got to be there.
Right. Yeah. Well, here it is, folks. This is McMaines. This is Never Too Late for Love. Check this out.
All right.
Seems it wasn't so long ago my road came to an end. Now I'm wondering where to go and who can I call my friend? Time goes by, it's a rolling stone, and feelings get buried in the bone, whether drunk or dry. Time goes by. Could it be I'm falling in love again? Look at me, I'm falling in love again. Am I going down the bend? Going off the deep end? Could it be I'm falling in love again? Look at me, I'm falling in love. never too late for love. It's never too late for love. Never too late for love.
Never too late for love. I like that one, Mick. I like that one.
Thank you.
I'm with your brother
Thank
on
you
that.
So much.
Yeah. Fantastic. Fantastic. I am. And I'm sorry. I apologize, folks. I kind of walked on the end of it there before the that final little drum kit. But the thing is, you know, that you can get a clean copy of this. All you got to do is go to MickMcGaines.com and you can, you know, buy the whole album. How about that? Or you can buy it wherever you buy digital music. Very, very
yep.
cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hey there. My name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please, visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierucks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you, so check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Mick, we have a caller. Is that you want to take a call?
Okay. Let's do it.
Cool, cool, cool. We've got Drew from Kentucky on the line with us. And Drew, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Howdy, Drew. How are you, Mick?
I'm doing great. How are things in Kentucky?
Well, they couldn't really be better, to tell you the truth. I know you guys are having some hot weather, and we are too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen, but I just wrote a new
I wanted
song.
To tell you, I've heard the whole interview, and I love listening to your music, obviously. It's great to hear your voice. You know, I miss you guys.
Ah, thank you. I miss you too. Do we know each other?
Yes, we do, buddy.
I thought so.
Drew Hatter.
Were we roommates in college or something like that?
Well, yes, something like that.
I think so.
A blast from the past.
Now,
what's
wait a
the
minute,
story,
Drew.
Guy?
I think you are on this record. Is that why you're calling? Because you think I owe you money? Because you sang and played guitar on American Soul?
Yes, I had no idea. I had no idea you were getting these kinds of spins. And
I don't know where to send the check. Kentucky, you know, we lost track of you. It's a fun... far away, and my pigeon can't get that distance.
It's a very obscure address.
Yeah. All right, well, send me your bank information, and I'll take care of you.
I'll do that, pal. Man, hey, everything is cool. I love your stuff, obviously. Yeah. I'm one of your biggest fans.
Oh, by the way, Jamie, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Remember that "What If I Could" song you played?
Yes, sir.
That was Drew playing the lead guitar on that song.
Nice.
He played that so long ago. That song has gone through about 6 rewrites. I think it was called like "The Name of the Wind" or something like that when Drew was laying down the lick on the Telecaster there. And I just saved those licks, and eventually got a good song going. And well, at least I hope it is.
Nice.
It's not for me to say, but I like it. And there it is. You know, and those high oohs, those woo, woo, woo. That's the Drew Master right there.
Nice, nice.
I was wondering when he was going to lift his.
Well, when he was going to come poking back around. You can run, but you can't hide, Mick.
No, you know where I live.
Damn it.
That's right.
Hey,
right by the pool
again,
hall.
Great people.
Yeah,
that's right. By the pool hall and the jacuzzi.
Yep. That's the California lifestyle. Yeah,
but a great radio show, Jamie Foxx.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you, sir.
Fun,
thank
fun.
You. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Very.
Hey, I'll let you guys go. Great to talk
yeah,
to you,
we
Mick,
talk
and
to
you,
you
too, Jamie.
Yeah, you too,
right,
sir.
You
have a great
care,
night.
Guys.
Keep cool there in Kentucky. Well, how about that, Drew? You know, your past is sneaking up on. No, I'm kidding. Sounds like a nice guy.
You know, he's a super talented dude. He plays lots of instruments, and he's a filmmaker, and he's got his own business making like weird medical films and stuff like that. He's got it going on, and he just
yeah, nothing wrong with that.
In Kentucky, you know, kind of near where he grew up. You know, he went back and
mm-hmm.
he bought this big chunk of land, much bigger chunk of land than it's even possible to buy out here where we are. You know.
Right.
You can't buy a farm out here. There's no such thing. So
no. Maybe out by Barstow or something, you know.
Yeah.
There'll be nothing on it. Oh man. That's funny, but then you gotta drive to it. Oh my gosh. I I bought one of those cabins years ago up in Big Bear. I'm like, oh, we're gonna come up here every weekend and do all. Yeah, I think we went twice. Once to buy it, and once to sell it. Crazy. It was too far.
I can see.
It's just up the hill there.
Yeah, I can see it from there.
Up the hill. Then it's, unfortunately, you might have to use those snow chains to get up to it sometimes, you know.
Not right now.
It's real nice right now.
I got my chains. I got those chains that I use for percussion, you know, in case I can put those
Hey, let's play the final track of the night. This one's Don't Say Goodnight Tonight, and we don't want to, so how about it? You think we should play it?
Play the tune and then go to YouTube and watch the video.
Nice. Here it is, folks. We're going to play it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
All right. Thanks, Amy.
Once in a while, I get that feeling I don't want to be on my own. So here I am in a room full of strangers, and I don't want to leave alone. I had it made once upon a time, but the train fell off the track. I kind of lost my way for a while, but now I'm coming back.
Goodnight Tonight, Mick Maynes. I love it.
Yeah.
Mick, that was a fantastic track. Good
Thank
track.
You.
Absolutely. I'm telling you. Folks, one more time, MickMaynes.com. You got to get over there. Add all the, subscribe YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Do all that. Add all
Do
the
it.
Social media. It's very, very important. And, hey, before we end tonight, before I forget, I want to give a big shout-out to Doug Deutsch, Publicity Services. Doug,
Deutsch.
The reason.
Deutsch.
That's Deutsch.
He hooked you and I up together. He introduced
you
and me. So thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Doug's very cool. Always on the job. And, if you are in a creative endeavor, you're in a band or got a movie or something you're doing, and you need some help on the PR side of things. Well, I don't know how that business works. I don't know what he charges, but he's a good guy to have in your corner. So, you know, make friends with him. We have a link to his email. Get in touch with him. And it's right there on our show page as well. Mick,
cool.
I had so much fun tonight. you are just fantastic. I have to ask. I know we're promoting American Soul, the album, tonight. Are the gears turning for the next one, do you think? Are we still focusing just totally on American Soul?
You know what? Once like I've finished a record, I got to move on to the next one, because that's what I spend my days doing, is writing songs, arranging.
Right.
You know, when they get to the ones that get past the songwriting process, they start getting arranged. Like, I got the drummer coming over tonight to lay some tracks on another new song. So I got about 20 tunes ready for the next record. But of course, they got to go through a vetting process, and that's not even going to start until they're done working this record, you know, which is going to take at least to the end of the year. We got a video of Since I Started Loving You. We didn't play that tune today, but it's a ballad, and that's going to be the next single.
Nice.
So we're going to be concentrating on that for a bit and trying to get the word out on that. But early next year, I imagine, we will be coming out with another CD, and we won't know what's going to be on it until the day before. It's a big vetting process for the team. A lot of people have to sign off on it. It's not up to me. I submit the songs I like, you know, and then I find
that's
out what's going to be on.
That's the process. That's great.
I learned a long time ago I shouldn't be the one to pick the hits or whatever. My taste is too weird.
I'm the same way. I tried to be a DJ once in my life, and
me too. Me too. I got one gig, one day. That was it. I was fired immediately. I thought I was great.
Same thing happened to me. I thought it was fantastic.
They didn't understand it.
No,
it was the wrong place.
I could tell a story, but I probably shouldn't. very similar situation. Oh man, that's funny. Anyhow, I'm excited about to hear this though, because that means we'll have you back, and I can't wait for that to happen. I had such a ball tonight, absolutely. I can't wait till next time you're on. Well, have a great time, and everybody, it's a Monday night, so go do your Monday night things. And we will be back tomorrow. What do we have tomorrow? Oh, we have Band Out of L.A. Angelus is going to be on. They have a brand new album out with a brand new singer. And it's very, very cool. Hard rock out of Los Angeles. Angelus. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Tomorrow, that's a late night show. 10 o'clock out here on the East Coast. And that'll be, of course, 7 o'clock on the West Coast and everywhere else accordingly. So. Fantastic.
Check that out.
This show, absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including up for free on Apple Podcasts. So if you are listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcasts, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything. And when I have my meetings with advertisers and sponsors and the like, it makes my job a whole lot easier, and it keeps the lights on around here. How about that? So very, very cool. And, before I end the show, I have to for those who don't know, don't follow my blog or social media, every morning I spend an hour of my day writing this. Usually the reason I do this is because I post who's ever in pop culture's birthday it's been or some important event. And usually every day I've painted so many paintings, there's usually some celebrity I've painted, and you get to see one of my paintings in the list. This morning I was late, and I get up really early. I'm an old man, and this morning I was late getting to it, and I got no less than, I think, like 14 emails or messages from people like, are you okay? Or are you in jail? Should we send bail money? What's going on? And I'm an old man. I woke up with a sinus headache this morning, so I had to, on top of that, I went to the grocery store with my better half, Danny, last night and forgot to buy coffee. So I had no coffee, terrible sinus headache. It was just a mess this morning around here.
Disaster.
But that's right. It's all been resolved. So tomorrow morning, if you look at my blog or Facebook, you'll see whose famous birthday you might share one with if it's your birthday tomorrow. So thank you. But anyway, the reason I mentioned this, thank you for everybody that was concerned. I was kind of taken aback. that many people would notice, but thank you. In a creepy kind of way. Awesome. We will see everybody tomorrow. Have a great night. And, you know, do your thing and be nice to people. Smile at somebody tomorrow, you know. And they'll smile back, I guarantee it. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you, Jamie.
Bye. Absolutely, Mick. Have a great night.
You too, bro. Adios.
Audio.
Jamie Roxx's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Roxx, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Roxx.
Blog Talk Radio.